is Erica, and we're going to do a fourth chakra clearing, but it's not going to be like the ones we've done so far. I got a message from above to change it up a bit. So we're going to do what makes your heart happy. We're going to talk about making your heart sing today on Energy Clearing for Life podcast. Actually, Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. And so what I got shown was, because we've been doing these chakra clearings where we get all the bad stuff out, and you know, that's totally important. Like, I'm not saying don't go and clear your heart chakra, but today what we're going to talk about instead, we're going to do a validation of your heart's desire. It's so cool the way these words show up in my head, guys. I don't even know how it happens. I'm just kind of being present to the present. So go ahead and just relax a little bit. This is part of a 7-part series that came up for me to do, which is on clearing each of our physical chakras, which are in our physical being. They're also morphogenic chakras up and below and above us that connect us to the earth and to heaven. Those like to be cleared too, by the way. So I think probably the heart chakra, the heart area. If you look at, like, I don't know what's showing up in my head, but if you look at Wall Street, or, you know, walking in the downtown San Francisco financial district, if you look at jails and prisons, if you look at just the energy of all the discord, so often these things hurt our heart chakra. When you're a young child and you have wonder about everything, you're sort of quickly not rewarded you're not often rewarded for having that joy or that zest of living. I just love it when I see, like, kids jumping and playing in the mud. So I just want to remind you this morning, or evening, whenever you're listening to the show, that you can waken that bit of awe or joy inside your being again. One of the places that we can, one of the tools we can use to shift our energy back into that natural sense of excitement and joy about waking up and just what might happen today and what might be exciting today, right? Like, these are fun things that we can, like, learn. Like, we can relearn being in awe of life. And this awakens life force. So today we're going to look at the heart chakra. Now, this has a green, a light green energy life force, and pull that green energy through your heart. And I want to let you know that your heart being happy is not actually related to any other being. Your heart being happy is a healthy place of you. And from this space, you can have more capacity to love others and allow them to love you back. And I think love is one of the words that's been twisted, which is probably relating to all the places our heart chakras have little knives in them. So let's just do a blanket healing right now on the heart chakra. Let's bring energy up from the earth and down from heaven. Expand your energy out. Expand your energy out again. Go ahead and expand your energy out one more time, please. That expansion, right? That's beautiful. So good job. And just look at the energy of your heart chakra. Look at the energy of your heart. Invite a little bit of healing in that space. if your heart is hurting a lot, you might want to go get help. You might want to go find someone to help you. Maybe someone in therapy or doctor or best friend. Know that your heart is part of what beats the life force of the whole planet. Your heart can give you guidance. And as I introduced this show today, I wanted to talk about how to get our heart to sing. What is our heart song? What is our heart song? What is it that gives you, like, cartwheels on the beach or, right? What is it that is your heart song? I know when I used to ride horses, I had a horse, and when we would run really, really fast up hills, and I grabbed mane and I just flew up the hill with him and let him have full space to go as fast as he wanted. He was a fast guy. And that sense of that mane blowing in the wind, just feel that, was so good. It was so good. And I would just sort of kneel up. I had an English saddle, so I kind of looked like a jockey. And he just would fly up the hill, and I'd kind of put my body over his neck so he'd have less weight on the back and he could fly as fast as his legs could take him. And I just grabbed under his mane real good, and we flew up the hills, and those are some beautiful memories. So just go ahead and reach into your memory bag for a time when your heart was singing. When I first held my first daughter, Isabel, in my hands, all three of my children, but that first one, man, you're just looking at your baby and it's just like nothing else. Go ahead and invite some new dreams into your heart space. Go ahead and awaken a dream that you had that you gave up on, if you'd like. Anything's possible. When you clear your chakras, your frequency changes. You can begin to ascend more. This drawing to the light. You look at a plant and you put light in one part of the corner of the room it's in, you're going to start seeing that plant shape up and grow up to reach that light. You're going to see it lean into the light, right? It's a natural force. So your heart can give you guidance for what makes you happy and gives you joy. Yeah. That. Go ahead and just listen to your heart song today. As you go about your day, just look at what gives you joy. What gives you that sense of, oh, it's so exciting. That gives you a sense of, oh my goodness, this is so awesome. You know, is it a poem? Is it a song? Is it an artist? In my mind's eye, I asked a recording artist to come to my area. He didn't have any events in my area. And looks like on August 30th, one of my favorite recording artists is going to be in my area, in San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah, I know. Not too powerful, are we, right? So I got my daughter. My daughter's going to go with me to go see the show. So how fun is that? I'm excited. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. Last time I saw him was, I think, 2015. So what could you do to awaken your heart song today? Yeah, that's my challenge. And have a most amazing day. You're listening to Erica Glessing on Energy Clearing for Life Force Podcast.